Good morning. We appreciate being back. It was a bit of a long trip, I tell you. And I think we're still trying to recover from it. But thankful that the Lord blessed us and we were able to travel all those miles safely and without any problems in our vehicle. And very thankful for the interactions that we were able to have out there with family and friends. And so we really appreciate the Lord's blessings. I think the last time I was here, we talked a little bit about humility. And we talked about repentance. So basically humbling ourselves before God and recognizing our need for Him and realizing that in and of ourselves that we're at a loss for eternity without God. And so we humble ourselves and then we repent unto the Lord for the deeds that we have done that were contrary to His will or His desire for our lives. And we believed in the sacrifice that Jesus made for remission of those sins or to pay the price for those sins. And then and then there's a submission that takes place where we then submit our lives to God and we endeavor to live for Him with all of our hearts. And today I want to talk a little bit about honesty. I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 5. And we want to have an attitude of honesty before the Lord, or an honesty with ourselves about who we are and what our life is about, and being open before the Lord and being willing to have God search our hearts and have God examine us and reveal to us about ourselves. And because we want to serve the Lord, right? We want to serve Him with all of our hearts and with all of our souls and with all of our minds, and we want our lives to belong to Him. And so that is our new desire, that is our new hope, is to turn our lives or be like the song that we just sang, more like Christ in our lives. We want God to have His way in our lives. You know, one of the things I think people desire when they come to the Lord is they want the Lord to just erase all the bad things out of their lives. You know what I mean? Just get a big old eraser and just erase everything and make me exactly what I'm supposed to be in all aspects and just poof, make it happen, you know? And unfortunately, that's not the way God does it, because it is it's still a free will process. And so He doesn't just take everything away from us, but we give them unto Him, and then He gives us the ability to resist, or He gives us the ability to be what He would have us to be. But it's through a free will process. We need to be active and we need to be involved in this. And so He's not just going to erase everything out of our lives, but He will help us to see it, or He will help us to understand what is in our lives and what need not to be in our lives. Okay. So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And so after we have humbled ourselves and repented and submitted ourselves unto God, I would hope that we would have a hunger and a thirst to be like Christ, or to have His righteousness reigning within our hearts and in our lives, that everything that we would do would be pleasing unto the Lord, that is something that we would desire for our lives. Not that He would just hide His eyes from the things that are not appropriate to Him in our lives, but that He would reveal it to us and give us the ability to overcome those things so that we can truly be more like Christ. And it's not something that just automatically happens, that you came down to the altar and you prayed a prayer and you surrendered your life unto the Lord and then you walked away and everything in your life was just perfect. where you were as kind as you could be, you were as loving as you can be, you were as merciful as you can be, you were as gracious as you could be. You walked away 5 steps from that altar and you had everything, right? Well, that's oftentimes what we want. But like I said, there's a process, if you will, of us, we see it, we recognize it, and then we can pray and seek God for victory, and we can seek after those things with a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. I don't want us to look at the ideal nature of Christ as something that is way beyond us or way far away somehow that's unattainable in any way or fashion. I'd rather us look at it as the goal that we seek, the desire that we have, and pursue it with all of our hearts, with a pursuit as if it was our daily bread, a pursuit as if it was the thirst that was going to quench our something that was going to quench our thirst. I don't know about you, but when I'm hungry, you know, and like somebody that's really starving, I've heard people use the term "I'm starving," but if you're really starving, there's going to be some pursuit for food, right? There's going to be some pursuit for water. If you're really thirsty and you know that you're about to die if you don't get a drink, there's some passion there. You're gonna make something happen in order to get that thing that you need to survive. And I would hope that would be our passion for the things of God, our passion for the righteousness of God, our passion for serving God acceptably. I remember when I first got saved, and I prayed unto the Lord, and in this particular instance, I sincerely desired to serve God. I wanted my life to belong to the Lord. I wanted my existence to be for Him, and so I was, you know, essentially, you could say I'm walking away from the altar, and I'm thinking, Lord, what now? You know, what happens now? Where am I at now? And where are we going from here? You know, and the Lord just kind of spoke to me to get into His Word, to read His Word, and to learn of Him, and allow Him to teach me and instruct me in the ways of God. And as I read and consumed the Word of God, there were many, many opportunities in the Word of God where He would show me the right way to be. Or He would show me something that was contrary to His will, or something that was not quite right. Or you know, you can read the Scriptures and you can see it in the Old Testament, in the lives of the people. You can see it. You're like, He shouldn't have said that, or He shouldn't have done that, or what is He thinking? You know, like Abraham lies and calls his wife his sister, and then he gets into a big old mess over it. You know what I mean? And you can read about these stories, or you can read about these individuals and see what was happening in their lives, and you can gain some insights about what is appropriate to do and what's not appropriate to do. And then, if you have an honest heart, a willingness for God to shine a light upon you and show you who you are, or show you what's going on in your heart in any particular circumstance of your life, then he can reveal these things to us, and we can say, oh Lord, yeah, I see it. I'm not having an attitude of kindness toward these people. Rather, I'm in a bit of a rage that they cut me off and about injured us, or about tore our vehicle up, or you know what I mean? And we're saying, who is that guy and what's wrong with him? And didn't he see I was parked right here? Or you know what I'm saying? We can go down that path, and the Lord can reveal to us, hey, wait a second. That's not really an attitude of kindness. You know, that's not an attitude of mercifulness or gentleness. And then He can show us what we could maybe do instead. You know, and pray for them. Say, Lord, please help that person. They must be very distracted, you know. And I pray that they don't end up in an accident somewhere else down the road. Very thankful, Lord, that you delivered us out of this accident. And have a different attitude about it. And that is what the Lord wants to produce in our hearts and in our lives. And my prayer is that we would desire it and pursue after it as if a hungry soul or a hungry person would pursue food. Let's go to Psalms 77. Psalms 77, verses 5 and 6. It says, I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. And so he's reflecting on his life, you could say, right? Maybe the far distant past, or maybe he's reflecting on something, some recent events, perhaps. But he says, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart. So he's talking to himself in a sense, or he's communing with himself in his heart, musing on events, or musing on like I said, maybe things, something that he had said during the day to somebody else, or something that he had done, or something that he had allowed to well up into his heart. And so he's musing on the events of the day, if you will. Like sometimes people will lay down at night and they'll just kind of have a little bit of a reflection time of their day and the things that had happened through the day, whether it was things that they were very glad happened, or things that they look back and kind of cringe a little bit, like, I wish that had gone a little bit better than it did, you know. And so here he's musing, or he's communing within his own heart about these things that happened, these events. And my spirit made diligent search. And so when I'm thinking about this attitude of honesty, I really believe that we have to get a willingness within ourselves to seek diligently within our hearts, and seek diligently within our lives, to allow the Lord to reveal things to us. I think sometimes we can have a tendency to not want to see things, you know what I mean, to want to be blinded to certain aspects of our lives, because we don't really want to have to change, or we really don't want to have to relinquish anything. And it's just easier to blind ourselves to everything, and what I don't know won't hurt me kind of a deal. But I believe the Lord wants us to do a diligent search. If we really want to be more like Christ, if we really in actuality want to be like Christ, then we're going to have to be able to see within ourselves, and we have to be honest within ourselves of what's really there, so that we can seek God for help in these areas. And so that is what this individual is doing, is he's communing and he makes a diligent search. I want to know, Lord, if there's something in my heart, or if there's something in my life, there's something that I'm doing that's inappropriate or hurtful to somebody else, or hindering them from a life of service unto the Lord. If they're for whatever reason, an interaction with me is not helping them to draw near to God or have a desire to serve the Lord, then please, Lord, help me to see it. And please, Lord, help me to pursue you and desire you to do something about it, so that we, as a team now, not just God poofing something into existence, but me being right there with him in pursuit of this thing, because I desire righteousness in my life. I desire to be a light unto the world. I desire to be a magnet, if you will, to others, to draw them into Christ. And so, Lord, help us to have that take place in our lives. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. This is a very, very good psalm, and And he concludes it saying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." You know, that takes courage to be able to come before the Lord like that. You really got to want to be right to do that. You really have to want to be all that you can be in Christ. You know, I've heard that statement made, "I want to be all that the Lord would have me to be." And in truth and in honesty, being willing to have God search me out. "Lord, search me out. Look within me. Reveal unto me the thoughts of my own heart, or reveal unto me my intentions and things. Reveal unto me all of these things that are going on in my life, and help me to see them so that I can then pursue deliverance, or I can then pursue the right attitudes or the right things to put them in place." I don't believe that we can pursue the righteousness of God if we're not allowing ourselves to see it and allowing ourselves to see what is not in accordance to His righteousness. He says, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So the whole purpose of the search is to reveal unto us where there may be a lack, or where there may be something that's not quite in accordance to the will of God, that the Lord can address it in our lives. And so then we can say, like He says, "Lead me in the way everlasting," or "Lead me in the right path in these situations," or "Lead me to have the right attitude in these circumstances," or to have the right words to say rather than what, you know, the flesh would want to say, or an attitude of selfishness would say. And so we're in a pursuit to know what's going on in our hearts, so that we can then seek out and seek the Lord, that we might be more like Him. I was thinking of this song, and it says, "More like Christ, my heart is praying, more like Christ from day to day." So it says from day to day. I don't believe that the Lord just dumps a big old pile of trash on us the day that we get saved and says, "Look, this is all your trash. This is all your baggage." In fact, I would venture to say that when you came to the altar and you confessed your sins, that you probably didn't remember everything that you had done, right? It was more of a general sense of, you know, "Lord, forgive me." And I believe the Lord honors that, and he saves us, and He delivers us. But in our process of salvation, or in, not a process of salvation, but in our endeavorance to serve the Lord and to live for Him with all of our hearts, there's some day-to-day things that He can bring up to us. And I think that if He dumps it all on us at once, that it becomes so overwhelming that it almost gets to a point where nothing gets done, right? But as we pursue the Lord, and as we ask Him to search our hearts and to help us to see things that are going on in our hearts or going on in our interactions with people, then we can come to Him on a daily basis and seek Him to help us, to do some tweaks within us, to be more like He is. "All His graces rich displaying." I mean, that's vast. You know, when you start talking about Jesus and being more like Christ, that's vast. I mean, that's huge. You know, obviously, I wouldn't think that any of us would be bold enough to say that I have all of the attributes of Christ functioning to the same capacity that He had them functioning. But that is our desire. That is what we're striving for, what we're pursuing in our lives. And so all His grace is rich displaying. I want the graces of God to be richly displayed in my life so that people can know the Lord, that they can glorify Him and His power and His ability to change a life. And so I want that in my life. And so my heart is praying, or my heart is seeking for that. Verse 2, more like Christ in deeds of kindness. Like Brother Rodney was saying before prayer, you know, in deeds of kindness, am I to the level of kindness that I can be in all of my interactions, not just with those people that are kind to me in return, or not just with those people that I know and have a desire to be kind to, but even that person that I don't know, and even that person that maybe isn't really being kind to me. And in some instances, I mean, you look in the scripture, this is just another example of it. When you see Jesus saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, when they're persecuting him on a cross. And you think to yourself, well, yeah, sure, that's Jesus. Yeah, he's going to have that grace, or yeah, he's going to have that ability to do that. But then in Acts, you have a similar circumstance where Stephen is being stoned to death, and he says the same thing. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is the more like Christ being represented in his life, and it's a testimony to those around him. And in fact, it says that Paul stood by as he was being stoned. And I have to believe that that had an impact on him to see that take place. But that is being more like Christ in deeds of kindness in that particular case. And maybe you can put some other attributes into that exhibited. But that's what we want to have exhibited in our lives. And so we're pursuing that. We're seeking after it. And in order to obtain that, I believe that we have to see maybe the lack within ourselves in some areas, and pursue the Lord to help us to grow in those areas that we need help in. It's not to, you know, a lot of times people think that if I am honest and I admit to there being some difficulties there, that it somehow washes me away or I got to get saved again, you know. But I believe that it's the Lord helping us to grow and to be more like him. It's not him, you know, washing us up and then bringing us back and washing us up and bringing us back. But it's more of him encouraging us and helping us to grow in our relationship with him to be more like him. Because I believe he quoted a scripture recently or earlier about we see in a glass darkly, but then face to face. You know, we're going to be like he is. You know, when we see him, we're going to know him because we're going to be like him. And that is the whole purpose of what we're doing here, is to be more like Christ and to live a life that's pleasing to God. So again, he says, more like Christ in deeds of kindness and in all the words I say. Lord, help me. And I'm going to have to say that not every word that I say in my life, I don't believe is always something that God would put a cosign to, or that he would say, you know what, that's, I'm glad you said that. I mean, I don't think that's true of me. And may the Lord help me to watch my words and be careful in what I say and make sure that my words that I speak are in accordance to the will of God and for the benefit of souls and for the encouragement or the edifying of the body, or, you know what I mean? Lord, help me. He says that every idle word we'll give an account for. And so we want to make sure that what we say is in accordance to the will of and the will of God and the pursuit of righteousness and the benefit of the kingdom and everything. He says, yearning for the souls in blindness. Sometimes I think we can get so caught up with people not being right and thinking, wow, that person just isn't right, you know? They're messed up. And instead of having a yearning for their souls and seeing them as a lost soul, lost individual that needs God. And I really believe that it takes the grace of God to do it, to be able to see in that way, to be able to see them as a something valuable before the Lord, and that he pursues after himself, that God is pursuing their soul. And may the Lord help us to be on board with that and to be a part of the process and to be able to see them as a soul in need of him, and to search the Lord out for any means that we can be an asset to him to help them to be delivered and saved. To have a mind like that, to have an attitude like that. And to be willing to say, Lord, I don't see them quite like I need to see them. I know that. I need to see them like you see them, Lord. Open my eyes and help me to have a tender heart for their souls, and help me to pursue them like you pursue them. And being willing to be honest before the Lord, to pray a prayer like that, because then when you see it and you say it, then now you can pursue it. Because you see the need, you have the desire, and now you can seek the Lord to help you to walk in that. But if we fail, if we refuse to see it, or we ignore it in our lives, then we won't pursue God for it. And we won't receive or give what it is that we need. And so the Lord really needs us to search ourselves out, allow him to search us out, reveal some things to us, being honest with him and being honest with ourselves, so that we can pursue these attributes that are be wonderful in our lives, if we could just get them active and moving in our lives. And it's not to say that we don't have any activity. You know what I mean? It's not to say that we have zero burden or zero desire for souls, but I believe that the Lord can help us to increase that desire, to allow it to expand in our lives and expand beyond our neighborhood or beyond our friends or beyond our family members, and get it to reaching out to a larger scope of people. More like Christ and burden bearing, helping all the sad and weak. You know, bear ye one another's burdens. You know, sometimes that can be hard, because we have enough burdens of in and of ourselves, right? We think, you know, I just don't know that I have a capacity to bear anybody else's burdens, because we are wore out. You know, I've got my fill of burdens right now, you know. But the Lord wants to expand us. He wants to stretch us out. He wants to make our capacity larger for such things like that. And the Lord can help us to bear one another's burdens, or to be there for each other. Even though maybe we are suffering difficulties, even though we're going through some things, we can rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And so may the Lord help us in these areas. And these are just examples. The scriptures are full of all kinds of things that if we're seeking them out and we're reading the scriptures with a desire for these types of things, or a desire for revelation in these areas, the Lord can show us all kinds of things that maybe are more applicable to you than somebody else. And the Lord can help us to grow in our desire, and also in our victories of overcoming some of the things that are maybe a hindrance to us in our walk. Tears and sorrows gladly sharing, others' pleasure would I seek. So to seek after others rather than myself. You know, love seeketh not his own, right? And so may the Lord help us to have that kind of an attitude too. Because I do think sometimes we can get into a self-pity mode, you know what I mean? And what about me, you know what I mean? Who's going to think about me? I'm tired too, you know what I mean? And get into a me, rather than seeking others' pleasures ahead of my own. More like Christ in self-denial, seeking not a life of ease. Patient in the depths of trial, that my Savior I may please. Patient in the depths of trial. Every one of us goes through trial. Every one of us goes through difficulties in our lives. And to be able to walk in that patiently, walking in it patiently, not being patient or being, having the right attitude after it's all finally done and resolved and everything else. But may the Lord help us to have the right attitude through it, and in the process of that trial or in that difficulty. And this, again, is an attribute of Christ. And if we really want to be more like Christ and we're really in pursuit of that in our hearts and in our lives, and we see it as something that is very valuable to obtain, then may the Lord help us to pursue it with all of our hearts and all of our lives, and to seek His grace to achieve it in us. So we talked about idle words. We talked about, I guess we talked a little bit about lying, because Abraham, he lied. You know what I mean? He said she was his sister. In a pursuit to try to avoid difficulties or try to avoid what he thought may take place, you know, but he didn't have faith in God, essentially, in that particular circumstance. And so the Lord, I think, had to teach him some things. And I pray that I believe that he probably learned something in that thing, in that process, after he suffered some of the consequences of lying. But the Word of God is going to teach us about bitterness. It's going to teach us about unforgiveness. It's going to teach us about, like I said, idle words or bearing false witness or you know, being long-suffering. The Word of God is going to teach us about being merciful and being kind and being generous. And I mean, there's all kinds of attributes in God's Word that can reveal things about us in our lives or show to us what we ought to be pursuing. It may not be revealing anything negative necessarily, except for what we're not doing. And so the Lord can give us some insights into that as well, as to how to pursue what is good and acceptable and pleasing unto the Lord. Lord, how can I be more of an attribute to You? How can I be more of service to Your kingdom? How can I be an asset in my life to your plan or to Your purposes? And truly examining ourselves and seeing the honest nature of our circumstance before God. Am I really pursuing after the Lord? Am I really pursuing after these attributes? Am I really pursuing a life of service to God? Am I willing for God to put His hand on some things? Am I willing for God to introduce new things into my life and to introduce new purposes and plans into my life? Am I open to Him for that? And it's going to take an attitude of honesty before God to allow Him to feel us. He says that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. So in other words, He's saying that He's going to satisfy that hunger, or He's going to give us the things that we desire, or the hungering that we desire. He's going to bring satisfaction, and He's going to bring it to pass. And so that is a wonderful promise to us, that if we're pursuing it or we're seeking after it and we're hungering after it, that it can be received, it can be obtained. What now? What do we do now? You know, when we look into our hearts and we say, Lord, okay, show me what's lacking. And He says, well, son, you know, thus, thus, and thus. You know, I want you to be mindful of these things, or I want you to pursue after these things. And you say, well, what now? Well, that is our opportunity to pour our hearts out to God and ask Him to bring these things to pass in our lives. It's not just to show it to us so that we can feel guilty about it, or that we can be like, oh, wow, you know what I mean? I'm messing up in this area, or I'm not quite perfect in this area, you know what I mean? And getting all down on ourselves and defeated and just wanting to quit or give up or whatever. That is not the purpose of our search. That is not the purpose of us doing an examination of our hearts and asking God to shine a light into our hearts and into our lives, to reveal things to us. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to pursue it. The purpose of it is for us to obtain it. The purpose of it is for God to do his workings in our lives so that we can be more like Christ. That is our purpose. That is our plan in seeking our heart or examining our lives before God. It's so that we can fulfill this song or live this song out in our lives to be more like Christ is. I don't believe that God is seeking to eliminate any of us over these things, but he's rather desiring to help us to grow and to mature and to take on the attributes that he so freely can give unto us. And may the Lord help us to be on board with this process so that he can do the work in our lives. I want to be more like Christ. And it's not just a phrase of something that we say, but I want it to be a complete reality in our life that I see the attributes of God. I see the goodness of God. I see his kindness. I see his mercy. I see his willingness to forgive somebody like myself. May the Lord help me to have that same attitude of forgiveness for someone else that has done way less than what I have done unto God. And help me, Lord, to see it that way and help me to desire that type of forgiveness in my own life. Help me to desire that the bitterness or the holding on to a grudge can be released and I can just let it go and not allow it to affect me and my relationship with somebody else anymore. I was talking to somebody on our trip and they're holding on to a grudge. They're holding on to something that is affecting their relationship with somebody else. And they're like, I don't have nothing to do with him. I don't want to have nothing to do with him, you know? And that attitude in and of itself, if he was really examining himself and really looking at his heart and with an honest heart, he would see that that's not right. And I know you can say, well, you don't know what they did. They did such and such, or they did such and such, or whatever it was they did. But you holding on to that, or you refusing for them to find forgiveness or find deliverance, or your right to hold a grudge or your right to hold on to bitterness is essentially saying that they shouldn't have an opportunity at deliverance or salvation. You're withholding it. And in your attitude, it's like you're saying they shouldn't have it. And the Lord wants us to be more free with that and that we can pursue their deliverance or we can desire for them to be saved or to be forgiven. Like I said, Stephen, they were stoning him to death. And yet he was able to have a heart that said, forgive them, that they can somehow find salvation through Christ. That was his desire, and that should be our desire. And so may the Lord help us not to allow these things to hinder us in our lives or hinder us in our relationships with others. May the Lord help us to pray or to seek after being more like Christ, because I really believe that's what God has for us. That's his desire, is for us to be as he is. Pray for me. I want to live this out.